Home care, this is Sarah. How may I help you?
Hi, Sarah. This is Valerie Boykins calling from the Shelton District Department of Welfare. Forgive my voice. I've been better. Mm-hmm. I have just been royally laid out from Ms. Gaskins. I simply needed proof of her unpaid leave from work so that I can push her application through.
Right.
So that her child, she has just royally laid me out because she feels that I've received it. I didn't receive it. I don't know what may have happened.
Well, we had it sent to her also, but it was V. Boykin at, yes? Go ahead.
It's V. Boykin. I'm sorry because I'm in the office. It would be so much easier if I was walking from home. But it's V. Boykins. It's an S-O-N-E-N. Excuse me. V. Boykins. At PA.gov.
Because when we sent it to that one, it got returned to us, the V. Boykins.
Nope, that's me, though. V. Boykins at PA. And so long as this is not encrypted and there's no passwords. Yeah. So can we try again?
Hold on. Hi, yeah, no, that one wasn't sent back because she had sent, originally she sent us your correct one, and we sent it out on the 3rd at 11:08 a.m., so you didn't receive that.
Okay.
And then she had sent it back with the S at the end, and those are the ones that kept, you have the S at the end. That's weird. So it went through with the Z Boykin. All right, hold on. I'm sorry. Hold on. Hi. Okay. The other office is going to send it to me, so that way I can make sure and see exactly what response we're getting.
Okay.
From the other office. Yeah. Go ahead.
In the meantime, would you be able? I'm not really supposed to do it that way, but because she is so upset,
of course. Yeah.
Can I just get a verbal verification from you that she's on unpaid leave?
She is.
And
I'm
going to
tell you once.
Okay.
I'm just pulling it up.
Okay.
I can tell
you. And you know what? As I look at I'm looking at Thursday, March the 5th. She did send something, but I could not open it up because the state determined that it was like could possibly be scammed. So the way that it was sent, you know, the state just won't allow us to open.
Understood. All right.
Yeah.
So do you? It can't be sent as an attachment. I need to send
as
it
an attachment.
It can be sent as an attachment.
Yeah, like a PDF. If it could be sent as a PDF, that'd be great.
Of course. All right. And I have her. It was. Oh my gosh. I believe it was January. So. Well, I mean, the last day she worked with us was the end of November. But then we had offered her cases, and then she she ended up going into early labor. This was in January. So I would say it started around January 15th.
Okay, so she hasn't been paid.
Right.
She left January 15th, and she has not been paid since that time.
Right. She technically hasn't been paid since November 20th, but she.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the last time she received a paycheck from us.
Okay.
But like I said, we had been communicating, and she was willing to take on another case, and then she, like I said, gave birth early. so she wasn't able to work with us. So that's really where what happened there.
Okay.
Let me see this letter. Oh, it, yeah, she sent it as a docx. That's what happened. As a Word document. Yeah, it says Ms. Gaskin's last day of employment was on 11/20. She went out on maternity leave, and we do not compensate for maternity leave.
Right.
That's
okay,
it.
Great.
Okay, all but right. I'll send it over now.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Sharon.
All right. You're very welcome. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.